everything's been done, obviously. You know, you look at all the product that's been out there, so we try to take it to, like, the action figures we did, try to bump up the size on them, really integrate good articulation points and the sounds and the lights and the details at a scale that we don't think's really been done before.
You stand guard.
Yes.
Give me regular reports, please.
If you only knew the power of...
Not a bad bit of rescue, sir. Hey, Logan. May the force be with you. Okay, religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster inside.
You okay,
R2?
Good. Big wet, let's close it up. We're going in full throttle.
The die cast are the same thing, like they're a larger size that we really haven't seen before. So I'm trying to just take all the things I've learned over the years and get the details I want in it, and really being a stickler for the accuracy of it, the integrity of the toy, the integrity of the character of the vehicle or the spaceship, whatever you're doing. So just trying to really focus on clean, perfect aesthetic. Our PVC sets, figurine sets, are very successful. So trying to capture the different scenes and moments in Star Wars with the six packs are just great. They're just infinite play value for kids and their imaginations to take these really detailed figures, even though they're not articulated, they're fixed posed, but they're dynamically posed. We even try to take the poses of them and do them differently than other people have done and really search out the movies and what's been done to try to come up with our own poses through our sculptors. Want to appeal to kids, because that's probably the main audience, is to sell it to children, and so they enjoy playing with it and like it, but still nicely detailed enough where adult collectors like myself would want to buy it. So I'm pretty much designing things for myself in the detail-oriented part of it, to where if I know if I wanted to buy it, I'm hoping other people would want to buy it too.